Zuck the Mishnah Vayter, Masech, this Mayit Katan, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Fez. Now, the people that own fields used to make a big hole next to the field, a big bar, they would fill it up with water, and then from this bar they would dig these little, like, charitzim, inserts in the ground, like the bottom of a half a pipe, that shape. And they would run along in the ground from the bar to the various different fields that they had. This charitz is called an amas hamay, because generally it was wide in am. It was wide in am, it was deep in am, so it's called the amas hamay. Agav, in the previous Mishnah, we said, Veinoisim ugiois lagafanim, so over there we're calling these charitzim ugiois. That's because they were the type of canals that were made in a circle around the tree. And ugl means a circle. When they run straight, it's called an ama. Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah Oimer, Ein oisin es ha'ama batchila, it's usher to dig this amas hamayim, at least not a new one, b'mayid, an chalamayid. It's a big tircha, even though it's a davar avid if you don't do it, but we explained beforehand that a davar avid, which means you're going to lose money, is not a good enough heter if it's a very difficult thing to do. Or for that matter, ubashvius, you can't do it during the Shemitah year. Now really, we explained in the previous Mishnah, there's no iser tircha on Shvius. So why can't you taka do it on a Shemitah year? The concern is it looks like he's digging to plant. That would be chayrish, which is aser on Shemitah. So although it's for different reasons, but again, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein oisin es ha'ama batchila, you can't make this canal, b'mayed, u'bashvius. The Chachamim say, we agree that you can't do it on Chol HaMayit. But oisin es ha'ama, you could do this canal, batchila b'shvius. You can dig this canal, which is going to run from the bar to the field on a Shemitah year. What's your concern? It looks like he's planting. He's digging up the dirt, and he's throwing it to the outside. That's not plowing. That's not plowing for planting. When you plow, you turn over the earth, and you leave it where it is. You leave the soft soil in its place. That's the whole point. So if your problem, Ashmit, is it looks like he's plowing, we don't think it looks like he's plowing. Everyone sees he's digging a canal. So again, you can lechatchila to start with, dig out this new amla b'shvius during a Shemitah year. Furthermore, although we said you can't dig a new one on Chalamayit, let's say you have one, but it's broken, it's stuffed up, it has to be cleared, well, that you could do on Chalamayit. Or mesakten, you can fix. As ha mikulkalais, if they had a canal, but it got stuffed up, earth or stones or whatever it is fell in over there, that you can fix b'mayin Chalamayit. That's not such a big tircha, like digging a brand new one. Now the Mishnah is going to teach us some halachais, where it's mutter to do things on Chalamayit, because it is tzarchei harabim. And here, too, the reason we're mentioning it, because there's a similar halacha. You can't make a new one, but you can fix an old one. Umesaknin, it's mutter to fix an chalamayit, as kilkulei hamayim shebereshus harabim. These are boiras of water in the reshus harabim. They're made for the rabim to be able to drink from. And let's say right now they can't drink from it. Let's say some stones from the wall of the bar fell in. So you can fix it. V'chayte tenoysan. Chatitov here means you can dig out and clear it. Take out the small stones or dust that fell to the bottom. You want to clear it to get in the most water, so as many people as possible can drink from this. Furthermore, masakten, you can fix on Chalamayit, as hadrachim, the roads that got all ruined throughout the winter. Even in New York, many of the roads throughout the winter from the snow and the salt. Well, I don't know if they had salt, but definitely the snow and the rains destroyed the roads and it had to be fixed. So you can do that in a chalamayit. Umesaknin es hadrachim, you can fix the roads that the rabbim use. Veser rechayvais. Rechayv means the open areas where people go to take a walk or to buy things or sell things. Again, that were ruined throughout the winter. Ves mikvahs hamayim. And also the mikvahs that were made for tefillah for the rabbim. You can clean them or refill them if they're missing water. The Eisen called Sarchei Aram. The Gemara explains that the Tan over here comes to include that it's mutter even to dig a brand new bar for the Rabbin to drink if they need it on Chalamayit. Even though you have to, like, smear the walls with a certain kind of lime to make sure it holds the water, and that's called a Maisa Umen. But when it comes to Tzarchei Rabbin, that you need Mamish on Chalamayit, it's mutter to do even things that require skilled workers. Umetzainen es hakvaras. It's mutter to make a simmel where there's a kaver. This way the kohanim, or those who eat truma, wife of the kohanim, or an eved of the Kanani, those that eat truma, they have to be careful not to become tame. And if they know where the kever is, they know where not to walk. The yaitzin al klayim, and also the shluchei bezin, go out during chalamayit to be boidek the sades, to check the fields and inspect whether someone put in klayim, mixed seeds, that you're not allowed to do. So in our Mishnah, we learned that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah tells us you can't dig this canal from the main water pit until the field if you have to dig out a new one, and that's true both for chalamayit and for Shemitah. The Chachamim say it's okay on Shemitah. You, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, say you don't want to do it on Shemitah because it looks like he's planting. It doesn't look like he's planting or plowing. When you plant or plow, you leave the soft earth where it is. You turn it over and make it soft. Here he's digging it out and throwing it away or throwing it off to the side. However, the Chachamim do agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that you can't dig a new one on Chol HaMoed because the Chol HaMoed is an Issur of Tircha. We also learned in our Mishnah, although you can't dig a new one, you can fix the canal. If it just got stuffed and you have to clean it, for that matter, on Chol HaMoed, you can fix the boyrei samayim that are in the Rishos HaRabim, because that's Tzarchei Rabim, the people needed to drink from. You can take out the small stones, or maybe offer that fell to the bottom of the bar. You want to try to get in as much water as possible to clean it. For that matter, because Tzarchei Rabim is mutter, you can also fix the roads that get ruined throughout the winter. Or the rechayvais, the open areas on the street, and the mikvais. Basically, all Tzarchei HaRabim, which includes digging a brand new bar for water drinking, is mutter, if the Rabim needed an Chol HaMoed. Even though, as we explained, you have to do a Maisa Uman, a skilled work, like smearing the sides, to make sure the water doesn't just go right out. Other examples of Tzarchei Rabim is they would mark the Kvarai so that people that eat Truma can stay away from it, primarily Kehanim. And the last thing we learned in the Mishnah was that the Shluchei Bezin would go out on Chol HaMoed to inspect the fields and make sure there's no klayim, any mixed seeds or plants, which would violate the Isser of klayim. Now some of the Rishonim say, really, what Isser are the Shluchim doing when they're going out to inspect the fields? They're not digging or building anything. So some say, Anachanami, this isn't a Chiddush that somehow there's a Heter in the Halachis of Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah is just telling us that now, in Chol HaMoed, this was the time to send out the inspector.